This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. The 26th annual summit of the Shanghai Cooperation Organization, SCO, begins today in Bishkek, the capital of Kyrgyzstan. The summit has been held to mark the 25th anniversary of the Shanghai Cooperation Organization. The theme of this year's SCO summit is 25 years of the SCO, together towards sustainable peace, development and prosperity. The SCO has 10 member countries, including India, China and Russia. India has been a full member of the SCO since 2017. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will address the SCO summit today. We have more from a correspondent.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi, in his address to the 26th Shanghai Cooperation Organization Summit, will underline India's priorities in the areas of security, connectivity and opportunity. India has consistently opposed double standards in the fight against terrorism, separatism and extremism. India believes that greater connectivity among member countries is essential for peace and prosperity in the region. At the same time, connectivity projects must respect the sovereignty and territorial integrity of all countries. India has also been emphasizing the need to create new opportunities for the youth of member countries and promote the startup ecosystem. Vikalp Shukla, Akashvani News, Bishkek.
Meanwhile, Prime Minister Narendra Modi today arrived at the 26th Shanghai Cooperation Organization SCO Summit venue in Bishkek, where he received a warm welcome. PM Modi and Chinese President Xi Jinping shook hands and interacted while walking together and were seen having a conversation after they posed for a group photograph with other leaders. India's real GDP has recorded a growth rate of 7.8% in the first quarter of the current financial year, compared to 6.9% during the same period the previous year. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that India's economic growth of 7.8% is a reflection of hard work and collective resolve of 140 crore citizens. Sharing a video in a social media post today, Mr. Modi said that India is progressing at a fast pace despite global problems like ongoing wars and instability since the COVID-19 pandemic.
देशवासियों को बहुत-बहुत बधाई 7.8% ग्रोथ देश खुशियों से भर गया देशवासियों को मैं बधाई देता हूं उनके संकल्प शक्ति के लिए उनके पुरुषार्थ के लिए एक सामूहिक शक्ति का एक प्रतिबिंब है दुनिया युद्ध में डूबी हुई चारों तरफ युद्ध की खबरें आ रही विश्व संकटों से घिरा हुआ है सप्लाई चेन पूरी तरह डिस्टर्ब है 2020 में कोविड काल से लेकर अब तक कहीं पर भी स्थिरता नजर नहीं आ रही है उसके बावजूद भी भारत तेज गति से प्रगति कर रहा है
रेस्क्यू टीम्स इन नेपाल आर रेसिंग अगेंस्ट टाइम टू रीच मोर देन 600 वर्कर्स बिलीव टू बी ट्रैप्ड इन मड फिल्ड टनल्स एट द त्रिशूली 3A हाइड्रो पावर साइट क्रूज आर यूजिंग एक्सप्लोसिव्स heavy machinery and air pumps to clear the tunnels and search for survivors. According to Nepal's Disaster Management Authority, 939 people have died and 3,925 are missing, including 592 foreign nationals. So far, 279 people have been rescued from hydropower sites, while more than 11,000 people have been rescued across the country. Mizoram is gearing up for the winter festival as part of the state government's efforts to establish the state as the winter capital of India, officials said. The organizing committee for the festival met here under the chairmanship of Chief Minister Laldu Homa to discuss preparations for the event. Addressing the meeting, Laldu Homa said, "We are actively working to establish Mizoram as the winter capital of India, and a most prominent initiative towards this goal is the winter festival," the Chief Minister said. He said that the festival would serve as a platform to showcase and promote entrepreneurship in the state. In Nagaland, the 10th edition of the Captain Late N. Kengurusi Mahavir Chakra Memorial Football Tournament 2026-27 will be held from November 2nd to 10th. The tournament will be conducted under the aegis of Spear Corps, the Headquarters Inspector General Assam Rifles North, in collaboration with the Nagaland Football Association and supported by the Kohima District Football Association at Chumukedima District Football Association. And that is the end of this news bulletin.